Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Well, you wanted to get into evidence. We're finally getting into evidence in the trial of Karen Reed, and it's getting interesting. We're going to have some audio here for you from that, talking about the rear bumper damage, hair on the bumper, and a lot of other compelling pieces. No matter what side you stand on this, it's evidence, and it certainly... It speaks for itself. Prosecutors in the Karen Reed trial presented key testimony from crime scene analysts on Monday, focusing on the SUV allegedly driven by Karen Reed when she backed into her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, and left him to die in the snowbank. Analysts described in detail the damage to Reed's vehicle and the scene where O'Keefe's body was found. Maureen Harnett, a crime lab analyst, examined Reed's SUV a few days after O'Keefe's death. She observed a dent in the trunk door, scratches on the rear bumper, a broken taillight, and a hair next to the taillight and pieces of glass on the bumper. Let's take a listen to that testimony.
And ultimately, either driven back or towed back, one of the ways, some way it ended up back in Canton, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if Dighton is, how far would you say Dighton is from Canton?
Again, I'm really guessing. I would say maybe a half an hour.
30 miles?
Potentially. I don't know exactly. I was never in Dighton.
Okay. So, according to your notes, the glass pieces that we're looking at on the back of this bumper would have traveled, let's call it for round figures, about 60 miles in a blizzard before you saw it.
I don't know when the glass pieces were... ended up on the bumper, so I couldn't say.
And of course, you knew that on February 1st, you knew a few days earlier, on the 29th, there had been a pretty significant snowstorm here in Massachusetts, correct?
Yes, I did have that information.
And that blizzard included high winds, freezing rain, snow, all the good stuff with a blizzard, correct?
I don't recall the exact weather conditions of the blizzard.
But irrespective, after all of that, whatever that was, you saw these five pieces just sitting perched on the top of the bumper, not embedded in any way, correct?
That's correct.
And you recovered those with little bitty tweezers, correct?
Yes.
We can take this down with the court's permission. You testified on direct examination that you also found a hair on that rear panel, the quarter panel of the car, correct?
Yes, at the time of the scene, I noted it was an apparent hair, correct.
And the apparent hair, and I'll try to use that same word, I keep forgetting, you'll correct me, that apparent hair was not sitting on the horizontal bumper, but on a vertical portion of the quarter panel, correct?
That's correct.
Did you find the hair, or was that hair pointed out to you by somebody else?
I believe I located the hair.
How exactly was that hair secured to that vertical panel, if you can explain that?
It didn't appear to be secured in any way. It was just on that quarter panel.
Okay, so it wasn't taped?
No.
It wasn't glued?
No.
Wasn't stapled?
No.
It was not affixed in any way whatsoever. It was just perched on that vertical panel of the SUV, correct?
That's correct.
And for you to remove it, and by the way, this is, you found this at the same time that you found the general time, that you found the glass pieces as well.
That's correct.
So that hair potentially would have had to make that same 60-mile round trip in the same blizzard.
At the time, I don't know when that hair was deposited on the vehicle.
Right.
So, for the conspiracy to work, you have to have Maureen Harnett part of it as well, the crime lab analyst.
Right?
Which, again, you're getting to some pretty, you know, stretching some lengths here as to what you're going to do. There's a lot of questions here about what's going on. Harnett also analyzed O'Keefe's clothing and found red-brown stains and 13 rips and tears, particularly on the right sleeve. You know, that's making me wonder if he was drug, like, by the vehicle for a moment or two.
Yeah, that he ended up underneath it somehow and was lodged under the vehicle and dragged a little bit. There was snow, so you're not going to get that impact of pavement, you know?
So you're not going to have
road rash, per se.
If he was drug at that time, it was pavement because the snow had not started coming down super heavy yet. So if he was drug, it actually would be pavement and it would be... Defense attorney Alan Jackson questioned Harnett about the glass found on the SUV, suggesting that there may have been planted. He also asked Harnett if the items were just sitting or perched on the SUV, despite the fact that it had been driven or towed roughly 50 miles in a snowstorm. Harnett agreed with his characterization of items placed, but declined to speculate about the travel involved. I don't know. If this thing's getting covered in snow and there's a bunch of shit on there, that's actually probably how it could actually have survived the trip. If you're looking for logistics on that, frozen to it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Could have melted.
Could have been just a lot there and, you know, stuff gets stuck to your car. How many times do you drive around thinking, oh, that'll come off? And it's like, no, it never comes off. You have to go get it washed. That's just kind of how some of these things work. So I don't put a whole lot of credence on it being bizarre that there was still, you know, evidence on the vehicle itself, despite having been moved around all that extreme much. There seems to be, at least in my mind, some understandable reasons as to why. Let's take a listen.
There was a dent in the trunk door. There were scratches on the rear bumper, and there was a broken taillight. The damage to the dent, the rear door was in this area. The broken tail light was here. And then there were some scratches on the rear bumper as well. I observed an apparent hair on the rear quarter panel about here. And I also noted some pieces of glass on the rear bumper.
Why haven't we gotten the damn hair analyzed or anything?
That's a very good question. I mean, it's easy to do.
I mean, I don't know. Like that's a question I have on this because I've been waiting for them to say, and we identified the hair as of being from John O'Keefe. Are we just assuming that it is John O'Keefe's hair? We're not discussing this part or what? Because usually there's some sort of clarification that this was identified as John O'Keefe's hair rather than just a hair. So I'm a little confused on that one. If I'm missing something, somebody, you know, let me know in the comments. Lieutenant Kevin O'Hara of Massachusetts State Police helped search the area where O'Keefe was found and described finding 6 or 7 pieces of broken taillight and O'Keefe's sneaker in the snow. So the missing sneaker has been found.
Found multiple pieces of red and clear taillight.
And where were they in relation to sort of the grid or the area that you had set up?
They were on the street in between the flagpole and the fire hydrant.
And sir, in addition to the pieces of red and clear plastic, the taillight that you uncovered, you know approximately how many pieces of that you were able to locate on that day?
I believe maybe 6 or 7 pieces.
And how big or how small or did they range in size as far as the pieces that you located?
There was 3 larger pieces, 2 red, 1 clear, and then a couple of smaller pieces.
In addition to the pieces of red and clear plastic taillight that were uncovered during the search process, what if any other items of interest were located?
We found a sneaker.
And where was that sneaker located in reference to the scene or your search efforts and in reference to the pieces of clear and red plastic?
It was same location. Generally, it was in between the flagpole and the fire hydrant. The sneaker was flush up against the curb and it was upside down. I think we had found 1 piece of taillight prior to the sneaker, and then after we found the sneaker, we found a few more additional pieces of taillight. Close to the curb, as we started digging originally, the snowdrift, the snowpack was pretty solid from where the plow had kind of cleared to. So once we were able to move through that, we started getting into fresh, undisturbed snow. Started moving through that, which was a lot easier to move at that point. And all of the items we found were close to the curb.
And so my question also, sir, is sort of how deep within the snow that you were digging was is each of those items?
They were all found at ground level.
So There's the missing sneaker, snowplow. Moved it. I mean, that's, or went by it at least. That's kind of what I've been saying all along. Everything just points that this was, again, Karen hit him. I don't think it was on purpose, but it happened. She was blackout drunk from what we understand and probably didn't even realize she hit him.
Yeah, the puzzle pieces are coming together. They just are. I don't think this was malicious. I think it was a big accident. And as adults, should they have, I'm going to get judgmental here, but maybe not be blackout drunk. I mean,
yeah, that's not judgmental. That's just being talking about healthy behavior is what that is.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like you're in college anymore. You're adults. You have jobs. What the hell? Somebody died. Somebody freaking died because of your behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, it's one thing to go out and, you know, you and I both have dealt with Wisconsin and, you know, Packer Sundays and people get drunk. And I sit and stare at him. I'm like, you have to work the next day. How are you going to function? You know, Packer games are on Sundays and you people are just blitz drunk. And then
yeah,
God only knows you're driving home from the stadium from Lambeau Field. You're drunk. I mean, it's just somebody's going to die. Be responsible.
I used to, when I worked in Green Bay, I worked Sunday afternoons and on a top 40 radio station. And this was in high school. And there were Packer games, obviously, on Sundays. And my shift would end right around 6 o'clock at night. And so that's usually like kind of around when the games got out, and I would just end up just hanging out at the radio station for a few more hours after to wait for the traffic to calm down and for all those people to get off the roads, because every time I did attempt to leave and get into that traffic, it was hell, and it was like drunk city, and there's too many for the police to handle. So yep, it just goes really unchecked. And yeah, and why does it work in Wisconsin like that? Like if you're in another place, you go, well, gosh, yeah, if you went in, you'd really stand out as being hungover. Everyone is doing it, or there's such a high percentage that does it that it's just like you're one of the bunch, and workplaces kind of tolerate it there. It's a different way. It's a different way of living there. It really, really is. But
it
no,
black is.
Blackout drunk is not ever, you know, an okay thing to do, especially if you're going to be going and, I mean, not only is it incredibly unhealthy, but if you're getting behind the wheel of a car and you don't remember where you're going and you are not in any sort of safe means to drive, no, it's never okay. And so I don't know. I'm finding this idea that this is a conspiracy harder and harder and harder to believe. I'm willing to hear the arguments, but you're talking so many damn people now that need to be in the loop on this and all putting their life and career on the line for what? Like anybody, oh yeah, let's do all this. Let's put our lives and careers on the line for to frame Karen Reed, you know, and to protect a couple of my buddies or something. Some of these people don't even know each other and they would have to be in on the fucking conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's just, that's why conspiracies so often don't work. It's because it involves too many people and people talk and people are not good at keeping secrets and somebody's spilling something. And there's just too many moving parts in this for it to be a conspiracy. That's just how I feel. And I know I've heard the arguments and I'm not saying that there couldn't be some validity to it. I don't know. I'm willing to hear all the evidence, but some of them are just so far off where it's like, well, how do you explain this? Well, then like magical thinking comes into play and it's like, well, this could have happened or this should have happened or they went and planted it. It's like they planted this like in the middle of the night when they're all drunk at a party. They decided, oh, let's all conspire and here's how this is all going to play out all these months and years later in court. If we do it this way and that way, this will appear to be that. It won't. People aren't, they're not that bright. These people are not that bright.
Yeah.
No one is really that bright to be able to predict that level of here's how the conspiracy will look if they try to call it out. I mean, no, I just don't buy it. There's too many people involved, but I'm willing to hear more evidence. I totally am, because there are pieces here that, you know, are questionable and don't add up, but you know, weird things happen in the, you know, the heat of the moment or the fog of war or whatever the hell you want to call it while these things are happening. Like, how did he get these scrapes on his side? You know, you think, well, was that part of a fight? Did he get kicked there? Kind of makes a little more logical sense that if you're on the ground, you're being drugged by a vehicle on your side, that may happen too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You got to look at the evidence because nobody saw this happen, or at least, well, nobody that we seem to understand that was cognizant had seen this happen. So you have to look at the evidence itself and put the pieces of the puzzle together. It's like Alec Murdaugh. That was a case we didn't know. Nobody saw it happen. It was not on camera. Only one person really knows what happened there, but the evidence pointed to what it pointed to. Could there be a slight possibility that there's something else going on? Sure. But when it's that solid, there's doubt and there's reasonable doubt. And I don't quite know where we're at yet in this case.
And we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, it's going to be very telling.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.